When I see you this morning, I know you are good people.
Amen, brother.
Well, that's what the scripture said. The hour is coming, and it's now here, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father is seeking such people to worship Him. Let's turn to our service booklet on page 37. Dearly beloved, the scriptures teach us to acknowledge our many sins and offenses, not concealing them from our Heavenly Father, but confessing them with humble and obedient hearts, that we may obtain forgiveness by His infinite goodness and mercy. We ought at all times humbly to acknowledge our sins before Almighty God, but especially when we come together in His presence, to give thanks for the great benefits we have received at His hands, to declare His most worthy praise, to hear His holy word, and to ask for ourselves and others those things necessary for our life and our salvation. Therefore, come with me to the throne of heavenly grace. Almighty and most merciful Father, we have erred and strayed from you with grace, thy lordship. We have followed too much the disease and desires of our own hearts. We have offended against our holy laws. We have let undone those things we ought to have done, and we have done those things we ought not to have done. And apart from your grace, there's no health in us. O Lord, have mercy upon us. Spare those who confess their faults. Restore those who are penitent. Christ Jesus our Lord, and grant, O merciful Father, for sake, that we may now live a godly, righteous, and sober life to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, desires not the death of sinners, but that they may turn from their wickedness and live. He has empowered and commanded His minister to prolong to His people, being penitent, the absolution and remission of their sins. He pardons all who truly repent and genuinely believe His holy gospel. For this reason, we beseech Him to grant us the true repentance and His Holy Spirit, that our present deeds may please Him, the rest of our lives may be pure and holy, and that at the last we may come to His eternal joy through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. O Lord, open our lips. O God, make speed to save us. Please stand. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. The Lord is glorious in His saints. Together we say, O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into His presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to Him with songs of praise. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In His hand are the depths of the earth. The heights of the mountain are His also. The sea is His, for He made it, for His hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker, for He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture and the sheep of His hand. Oh, that today you would hearken to His voice. Do not harden your hearts at this Meribah, as on the day at the Massah in the wilderness, when your fathers put me in the test and put me to the proof, though they had seen my work. For 40 years I loathed that generation and said, they are a people who go astray in their heart, and they have not known my ways. Therefore I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. The Lord is glorious in His saints. Please be seated for the lesson.
This morning's lesson is taken from 2 Timothy chapter 3. But mark this, there will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying His power, have nothing to do with them. They are the kind who worms their way into homes and gain control over weak-willed women who are loaded down with sins and are swayed by all kinds of evil desires, always learning but never able to acknowledge the truth. Just as Jannes and Jambres opposed Moses, so also these men oppose the truth. Men of depraved minds who, as far as the faith is concerned, are rejected. But they will not get very far because, as in the case of those men, their folly will be clear to everyone. You, however, know all about my teaching, my way of life, my purpose, faith, patience, love, endurance, persecutions, sufferings, what kind of all things happened to me in Antioch, Iconium, and Lystra, the persecutions I endured. Yet the Lord rescued me from all of them. In fact, everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted, while evil men and impostors will go from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived. But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have become convinced of, because you know those from whom you learned it and how from infancy you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Join me together. Arise, shine, for you light has come. And the glory of the Lord has dawned upon you. For behold, darkness covers the land, deep gloom encrows the peoples. But over you the Lord will rise, and His glory will appear upon you. Nations will stream to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawning. Your gates will always be open. By day and night they will never be shut. They will call you the city of the Lord, sign of the Holy One of Israel. Violence will no more be heard in your land, ruin or destruction within your borders. You will call your walls salvation and all your portals praise. The sun will no more be your light by day. By night you will turn to your
the Lord will be your light.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Brothers and sisters, what do we believe? We believe in God, Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born from the Virgin Mary. He suffered from Pontius Pilate, was crucified, and was buried. On the third day he rose again. He ascended to heaven and seated at the right hand of the Father. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, and the Holy Spirit. The Holy of the Saints, the resurrection of the body, and the death of the sin. People can kneel or can sit or stand. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Lord, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. O Lord, show us your mercy. O Lord, save our nations.
And guide us in the way of justice and truth.
Clothe your ministers with righteousness.
And may your chosen people
join. O Lord, save your people.
And bless your inheritance.
Give peace in our time, O Lord.
For only in you can we live in
safety. Let not the lady, O Lord, be forgotten.
Nor the hope of the poor be taken away.
Create in us clean hearts, O God. Let us pray. O Almighty God, who has knit together thine elect in one communion and fellowship, in the mystical body of thy Son, Christ our Lord, grant us grace so to follow thy blessed saints in all virtues and godly living, that we may come to those unspeakable joys which thou hast prepared for them that unfittingly love thee, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Guide, we beseech thee, Almighty God, by the light of thy Holy Spirit, the councils of the bishops, clergy, and laity, at this time assembled in thy synod, that thy church may dwell in peace and fulfill all the mind of him who loved it and gave himself for it, thy Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Almighty God, whose most dear Son went not up to joy, but first he suffered pain and entered not into glory before he was crucified, mercifully grant that we, walking in the way of the cross, may find it none other than the way of life and peace. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, you stretch out your arms of love on the hard wood of the cross, that everyone might come within the reach of your saving embrace. So clothe us in your Spirit, that we, reaching forth our hands in love, may bring those who do not know you to the knowledge and love of you, for the honor of your name. Amen. Now I open the time that you can pray for those in your mind in need. So we all bring our thanksgiving to our Lord together by saying, Almighty God, Father of all mercies, we, your unworthy servants, give you humble thanks for all your goodness and loving kindness to us and to all whom you have made. But above all, for your inheritance love and the redemption of the world by our Lord Jesus Christ, for the means of grace and for the hope of glory. And we pray, give us such an awareness of your mercies that with truly thankful hearts we may show forth your praise, not only with our lips, but in our hearts, with giving up yourselves to your service, and by walking before you in holiness and righteousness all our days, through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and Holy Spirit be honor and glory throughout all ages. Amen. Almighty God, you have given us grace at this time with one accord to make our common supplications to you. And you have promised through your well-beloved Son that when two or three are gathered together in his name, you will be in the midst of them. Fulfill now, O Lord, our desires and petitions as may be best for us, granting us in this world knowledge of your truth, and in the age to come, life everlasting. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Together we say, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.
Well, friends, as we have gathered for our final morning prayer of our synod, we're going to be going to breakfast in just a moment. Yesterday, I asked you all to pray for Myrtle, our head of our altar guild and head of a whole bunch of things at our church. Her great-grandson, Amari, going in for surgery yesterday, 7-8 hours, I think it was, and he came through. And he's in recovery and apparently doing quite well. So praise the Lord. We had a glorious service last night. We're still all, to quote Bishop Charlie, basking in the sunshine. For our business session beginning at 9:30. So that's after Keith's teaching. You're going to need your voting cards today. I'm saying this now because you may have stuffed your folder somewhere and you'll need to find it. So please do find your voting cards. It's the thin strip that's colored, depending on whether you're a lay delegate or a clergy delegate or a bishop. So please do find those today before 9:30. In a moment, I'll be dismissing you by tables. But I'd like to invite Trevor Potter to come forward now to say a word of grace over our meal.
The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Father, what a joy it has been to join with brothers and sisters in praise and worship of you. I pray that our time together has brought you great joy, Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for what you have done in Anik, what you are doing in Anik, and what you will do in Anik. Humble our hearts and give us courage to do the work that you are calling us to, and may your power be made perfect in our weakness. We thank you, the giver of all good gifts, for the food that you have provided for us. May you bless it as nourishment to our bodies, and may we use it as energy and service unto you. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Thanks, Trevor. So, I think the observer section, as always, gets to go first. But then we've done this side and this side, and now I think we're going to do the middle. All right? So the middle, and I'm not talking about you, Crossland. Although you, oh no, you're in the middle normally, aren't you? And you're in the middle. Okay, so maybe you live in the middle, so you can go. So the middle can up and go. And oh man, what a wide middle. Calgary thinks they're in the middle too.